This is David Steinkrauts with Pumper Magazine. Today we're talking with longtime pumper Jay Brundle of Brundle Septic Tank Service in White Lake, Michigan, about how he finds new business, keeps his customers satisfied, and his employees happy. You can get much more information about the industry by reading Pumper Magazine or visiting the magazine's website at pumper.com. Describe your area for me and for the people who are listening.
We're in an area with the township that I'm in is 35,000 people population. The townships around me are right around 35,000 people. We are 35 miles northwest of Detroit, Michigan. We have a very good customer base. Like I said, we've been pumping tanks since 1972. No, I take it 1977. So, I mean, we've built that client list up, but then again, you know, people don't stay in houses like they used to. So, it's hit and miss, but I mean, still, we're still turning over every couple of years. If the people are there, we're getting the repeats.
You mean even if they don't call you at first, they eventually come around to you?
It seems to always come back to us. We have really tried to push risers on septic tanks instead of having to dig them up, and the lids that we put on them have our name and phone number. All our trucks are lettered up very well. I have an all-red Peterbilt. I have a red and white Sterling. Our name is all over it. We keep them very clean, as clean as we can. I try to get them to wash them every day if they can. And it seems that we're out there, and the neighbor sees us, oh, I need to get my tank pumped, and he'll call us, and we're back there a couple days later. That's how we're doing it. And we got a big sign going up out in the front of our establishment here on 59 on Highland Road where we have approximately 60,000 cars a day go through here.
Do you foresee extending that sign to a billboard along another heavily used highway?
No. I think this would do us, I hope. I mean, we're busy. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, I don't turn new business down, but right now we are extremely busy. And we're booked all the way up through Monday already.
And we're talking today on Wednesday, June 26th.
That's correct. So we're all booked up for Thursday, all booked up for Friday, and we got a couple on for Monday already. And we're pumping right around 100,000 gallons every 2 weeks. No holding tanks. We have a few businesses that we take care of on an annual or, you know, every 3 months basis, and then a lot is residential. It's all residential. And last year we added a new Porta Lisa trailer. And then this year we added another one. So they've really hit the spot of going out. They're kind of a high end. We have four ASCIs and a shower trailer. We have one American and then two of the Porta Lisas.
In contrast to a lot of the other people I've talked to recently, you're running trucks that are relatively old. I'm curious what your reasoning is on that fleet.
Well, I have a big shop here that's 68 by 120, and it's all heated, and all winter long we bring each truck in and we go right through it. We put brakes on them and we put springs if they're, you know, if they're starting to wear enough, whatever they need, we go through them and we make them so they're going to last a little while longer. You know, I try to keep my guys working, so I have a mechanic, a full-time mechanic that also pumps tanks. I keep everybody in the shop all winter long. I mean, we repaint everything, and if they need tires, we put tires on them, anything that they need so they're ready to go for the whole next season. And it just seems to pay off to where I don't need to buy brand new trucks all the time. And I mean, they're not that old. They're not that old. I think the oldest truck I got is a 2001, you know, is a spare. I mean, most of them are 2008 or 7, 6s, 11s, you know, a couple 12s. And it's worked out well for me. I mean, I've had a mechanic now for probably 8 or 9 years. Same guy. Yeah, most of the guys that are with me have been with me 2 to 15 years.
That's good longevity. How do you
take care of them?
How?
I pay a decent wage. I cover their health insurance. They get paid holidays off. You know, if they need something, we try to take care of them. I'm still working in the field. You know, I was out in the field all day today. I mean, I work right along with them. One guy's sick, I have no problem jumping in a truck and going. And I pump tanks at night, and I pump tanks on the weekends.
Everybody's a team.
Exactly. You know, they're working late. last night that, you know, the we worked until 8 o'clock. I mean, I was the last one out. When that happens, you know, you get a different breed of people, I think, when you're working right with them.
I thought it was extremely clever that you ask your guys when they go to events to just pick up a business card from the organizer so that you can bid on the contract later. What other kinds of ideas do you have going like that in the back of your head?
You know, we talk to everybody. I mean, if I see somebody, I'll stop, talk to them. You know, what do you got going on, or what can we do, or, you know, do you need any toilets, or, you know, and my guys are the same way. They'll stop. They'll see if something going on, and they'll, or if they hear it on a radio station, they'll say, hey, you know, and say, well, okay, let's get on. I mean, everything's on the internet now, so you just bring it up and say, hey, can we quote this?
How is that side of your business doing?
For the portable side of it you're talking about, this year I have toilets going out that I have not used in 5 years. Those would be the construction site toilets. This is very good. We are very, very busy. This has been an exceptionally great year. I mean, we got houses going up here. I mean, we got commercial buildings going on. There's a lot of road work going on. I mean, there's just a lot of work in Michigan going on right now. All my restroom trailers are going out. I mean, people are spending money. My main thing is with the portables. If I tell you we're cleaning them on Mondays, we go through there. We're always there on Mondays, unless it's a holiday. And if we do switch you around on a different day, we call and tell you. So that if I'm cleaning you on Tuesday and I'm switching you to Thursday, you're going to get cleaned on Tuesday, but then again, you're going to get cleaned on that Thursday also.
In the profile, you were doing a lot to plot your route. You have software to do that for you.
Yeah, we have Nextrack, and all the trucks have that with the Garmin, their 7-inch screen. It's dispatch. It goes directly to the Garmin. It's tied in with our, we have Route Optics as our program that we have for our portable toilets, and that's tied in with Nextrack. We just move each toilet, whichever route it's on. She'll dispatch it out to the whatever truck that guy's in, whoever's closest, and then that dispatches the whole daily's route, the whole day route. And you know where they're at. All I'm looking at the screen right now as you and I are talking.
I'm going to let you go. Thank you again very much for taking the time to talk.
Thank you.
This is David Steincross with Pumper Magazine. To learn more about Brendel Septic Tank Service, see the magazine or find it online anytime at pumper.com. Thanks for joining us.